Hi, this is Now I See a Person Institute. Today with Dr. Susan Swin, Emma McIntosh, and David Abramovich. And today we're going to talk about our ICCP program. Dr. Swin, do you want to tell what does ICCP stand for, and what does it?
Wonderful. So the ICCP is part of our learning collaborative community in California. And there are ICCPs across the United States and worldwide. And what we are is an interdisciplinary set of programs that provides intensive, in-depth study of postmodern and social constructionist relational theory and practices for both personal and organizational venues. So it actually stands for, though, the International Certificate in Collaborative Dialogical Practices. And for us, what the ICCP does is that it provides learners to be able to study with us either for a period of time that is best suited for them. So some of our learners might come for a year, for 2 years. They might be learners from in the past from local universities, or from situations that where they don't have to travel, but they possibly live close by or can come via Zoom. But quite often we have people that come from different countries to stay with us for a period of time and then do kind of a hybrid between in-person and Zoom within our learning community. And for me, the ICCP has been so instrumental in Now I See a Person Institute and our ability to offer alternatives about the mental health field. And I think that we have some of articles about that and some more information on our website, www.nowiseeaperson.com. But for me, what's a little bit more important is to get both Emma and David's their interpretation of how the ICCP was for each of them, because they did it, number one, years apart and in two different ways. So maybe David, you could talk about that first.
Yeah, I came to Now I See a Person Institute and the ICCP program from a university in California. I originally was training at an place that offered little hope and was just basically mimicked the medical model. And in the mental health realm. And I was looking for something more, something that provided hope and something that really explained what was going on behind the scenes and what people really struggled with. And I found that in the ICCP program, I learned how to be a clinician. I learned how to be a person. I learned how to be a valuable member of society. And I learned how to look at society from a different lens, from a lens that really breaks things down. And it made me understand my own identity, my own social construction, but also made me become extremely empathic towards my clients because I learned how to value their social construction and where they came from. And once I was able to do that, I was able to ask poignant questions and about where they came from, and would have them direct the where therapy was going to be taken and what needed to happen given their situation. So it offered me a really rich blueprint of not only how to do therapy, but also how to look at this world from a very different perspective than my own, and how I fit into that perspective. So it was a very rich experience, both personally and as a clinician.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, Emma, I'm interfering, but go ahead and tell your story.
Well, I mean, everything that David said, I completely echo. I think before I came and did the ICCP, I really thought that I was a really understanding practitioner that really listened to people and really worked collaboratively. But then I realized, like, through the ICCP program, that I previously always had an agenda with families that I had worked with previously. So to be really conscious, that's something that I have been very conscious of, that how you really, really listen to people and how you use people's own language and own experiences to work in a collaborative way and to work out solutions or not solutions, whatever the process, it's all about the process and how people feel listened to and respected. The other bit that was really lovely about the ICCP program is that we're part of an international community, and that's very reassuring that there are so many alternative ideas out there that are just inspiring to listen to and feel supported by. So yeah, that was my experience.
Well, and I think one of the things in listening to both of you, this was my experience when I first went to the Houston Galveston Institute in 1983, which really dates me, but I had the same experiences as that you're talking about, and it really touches my heart that we're still able to produce those types of collaborative learning events and venues for people at this point in time. I think that, you know, through the ICCC program, you know, of course, we have international colleagues and we have international faculty that can come and teach with us, and that often does. But you're right, there is this sense of community out there in the world that other practitioners are working and have missions in similar ways to ours. So to learn more about our ICCC program, you can go to, again, www.nowiseeaperson.com.